We are without Ricky.
Yep, no Ricky. Yeah, sadly,
Ricky's not here. Yeah, but you know we haven't really recorded
in such a while. It's been chaotic, which we'll get into why.
I mean, it's obvious we're busy with
life. Well, yeah, but I mean our adoring fans want to know what's going on anyway. So, but yeah, because even last time we did it, we cut it short.
We were supposed to have a long one, like the weekend of, but then, you know.
We sped off to go see Ready Player One,
and like the last minute. Like 3 weeks ago. Almost a month ago.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
But Ready, I mean, okay, so the reason why we've been so chaotic is, like, I'm at a new job. What's up, Tasia? I'm at a new job, I can say where, with Quicken Loans. So getting used to that, trying to get, like, you know, promoted through that chain and stuff. And, well, you know this, my fight career is really taking off for the first time. So I don't have anything lined up yet, but I know it's really being pushed. Like, I know I have to probably actually check in with our Grandmaster tonight on our pro gym. So I don't have anything lined up yet. Unfortunately, there's a kicking championship federation in Florida in 3 months, but unfortunately, I think I came back too late to do that this year. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just now getting my cardio up. I'm in some pain right now. Actually, I haven't even shown you this, but I got kicked in the ribs.
Dude, that's huge, man.
Yeah. Like, I got repeatedly kicked in the ribs, so I'm not going to show everyone, but... Yeah, Quicken Loans, man. Yeah,
bruise, man.
Yeah, I got a bruise from my rib all the way down to my waist. I got it's a full black and bruise.
You'll see it.
Yeah, that's from whatever. It's not nudity. So this is from taking Muay Thai kicks. I mean, it's hard to see through the camera, but there you go. Yeah, so that's what happens when you get kicked repeatedly in Muay Thai, and then you have to run 3.5 miles in the ghetto. And then you do boxing right after that.
Yeah, I guess that's part of the life.
Yeah, but, you know, but it's taken off, so it's exciting. We just found this out, literally not even 5 minutes ago, that it looks like we're going to be finalizing a home. So me and my wife and my kid are probably going to be moving into a home over in St. Clair Shores.
Sweet, closer.
So, yeah, closer.
To me and Ricky.
It's a 3-bedroom, so... We'll have a full bedroom with the computer, like, right in the corner. So we're actually probably going to be able to get, like, a table we can put in storage and bring it out for the podcast. So we can actually have, like, a full, like, table, like, and, like, be able to do it, like, all professional and shit.
That sounds pretty cool.
So, I mean, it's a normal, you know, third-size bedroom, but the fact that literally the third bedroom is only for me. Like, I mean, I'm, you know, we're going to put, like, a treadmill in there, but, like, in the one corner, but...
Mostly for you, because you share that room with this mostly yours, right?
Yeah, so it's like all my, the nerdy cabinets, all that stuff, like, it's going to be...
Your like office. All,
yeah, it's gonna pretty much going to be my office, so we're going to be able the to, office. Like... Yeah, we're going to be able to have, like, a full carpeted room, like you've seen the baby's room, right? Like upstairs?
Okay.
Yeah. Imagine having, like, a podcast in there with, like, a full table, and we can literally just sit there in, like, chairs, and, like... Have like a table in front of us.
I always wanted a Booker table.
Yeah.
To kind of have everything on.
Yeah. So that's gonna be possible. It's about the size of his room upstairs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but looks like we'll be finalizing on the house. That's fun. But yeah, what about you, man?
Filming stuff, videography. You know, I think 2 weeks ago I did the Legends of Wrestling event, which was in Fraser, Michigan. At that hockey arena, and that was that was, sorry Mark, you made me lose track.
Yeah, not me. We have a friend that wants to make sure that we know from Ready, like, for the whole reason why I even got into Ready Player One is because a friend of mine lent me his book to read, and it's a phenomenal book. Like, if you've seen the movie but haven't read the book, read the book, because the book is beyond phenomenal.
Yeah, well, anyways, before we talk about Ready Player One, the Legend Wrestling event, you know, yeah. Mick Foley, the Nasty Boys, who, you know, Brian Knopf is one of the staff members on there.
And Billy Gunn, you got it.
Brian, I was talking about the...
Oh, yeah.
Brian Knopf was one of the promoters there, so there was him, those, the, you know, the Nasty Boys, Jimmy Hart, Mick Foley was there. Mick Foley, if you guys go into my personal Facebook page... you'll see a video I posted up with him and a fan.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was like, that was what I don't know who she is, but it was one of those moments where I feel like I should capture this because it's one of those. Mick Foley's one of those heroes you want to meet.
Yeah.
See, they say don't meet your heroes, but he's one of those guys who.
Well, I mean, it's true to an extent. Like we've talked about before.
Yeah.
Like I hate, like, Lou Ferrigno's a dick. Rob Schneider's a dick. Like.
But there are some you want
right,
to see.
Yes.
And Mick Foley's one of those guys. It's on my. Did you watch it? Did you see at least some of it?
I saw some of it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, she has a tattoo of Cactus Jack on her arm, and you know all she ever wanted to do was meet Mick Foley, who is her idol, her hero. So he can sign it, and so she can get that tattooed. And you know she was in tears, and Mick Foley goes with her. You know, like, let me tell you something. You know, all these conventions and everything. You know. There's a study that they say, you know, you only remember the very bad things in life, and the very good things in life. And these conventions, you know, there's so many people that you don't remember everybody. You probably remember one or two people at these conventions.
Yeah.
But he told her straight out that, you know, like, if I remember you, because you gave me an experience I can remember. And during his promo out in the ring, he actually mentioned her. So I was like, you know what, I'll capture all this moment, put this all in one video, because... It's just, to me, I thought it looked better on one video.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, those guys were there. Sting was there. I got to talk to Sting. You know, it was cool to have a one-on-one with him.
Yeah.
Ric Flair was there. That dude, you know, because of his health issues, had to get up maybe every half hour to go use the bathroom. But I still love Ric Flair. He's during the Q&A, some lady in a wheelchair, pretty sure a little bit older than Ric Flair, was like, hey, am I too old to ride Space Mountain? It's like, that got a huge pop reaction. Eric Bischoff, his son was there. Who else was there? Roller Animal.
I mean, they can check it out.
Yeah. So it was a nice event. You know, to me, it's like, because I don't wrestle anymore, but I still like to be a part of the wrestling world.
Yeah.
And this was another one of the ways that I was still able to stay involved and being able to work alongside, not just be a fan. But being able to work alongside with some of the guys that I grew up watching or, you know, learning from, you know, it was an emotional moment for me.
Yeah.
And especially have that one-on-one with Sting and, oh yeah, Ricky Dragon Sebo, dude, that guy, he'll tell you a story about everything you, like, every time you go up to him and say something to him, he'll tell a story about that moment that you just mentioned to him. Like, I told him, oh, when I started out wrestling, I did the arm drag because... You know, it's a simple, easy move, and someone else, a guy like me, can do on some guys. And you're like, yeah, commentators used to always put my arm drags over, which they weren't really that good. But the only way they could get it over was to say that they look like his, which, no, they don't look like Ricky Dragon Steamboat. They are the shits. But he's like, he was telling me where he got it from, and he got deep into where he got it from. I forgot who he got it from, but he got really deep into it.
Yeah.
So. He's one of those guys who, you know, I love Ricky Dragon Steamboat. You know, if you guys don't know who they are, I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I mean, not everyone watches, like, wrestling like
not
you do.
Not
in
the 80s and 90s.
No, I mean,
but
check
those,
it out.
Those are the guys that you guys probably watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
Before, yeah, because so. We post the video on our page, right?
I posted some videos on our page.
Yeah, so check out the videos on our page. I mean, it's some pretty cool stuff. Like, even if you're not a huge fan of, like, wrestling or whatever, like, it's still a pretty cool thing to do.
Yep.
See, now you just need to do a video on me for my fight.
Yeah, sure. But besides that, I've been, you know, past Saturday I was filming. I was doing a short, and we'll be filming some more. So I'll be pretty much booked up on weekends on filming some short films, and my short film I'll be filming in June. But what else? Yeah. I'm booked up. And also, I'll be starting a new job.
Yeah, I got Andrew a job at Quicken Loans.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was just kind of funny. Because, like, he got the job or like got the interview and was pretty sure he got it. And I kind of teased him, like I knew that he had it because my recruiter messaged me, but I just kept pretending that I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I knew in advance. But what was funny is, like, Andrew literally, we were talking, and he was like, oh, man, like, it's cool. Like, whoever thought that we'd be able to work in the same building as each other before? And literally, like, the next day I went to work and found out that I was being moved to a different building.
Well, it's not just that. I think it's just working in the same company.
Right, but it was just funny, though, because it was like, we had a conversation about it, and then the next day I went to work. They were like, oh, by the way, you're moving buildings. Like, just the timing of it was hilarious. But we're still, like, we're, like, we can meet up for lunch any day.
Yeah.
Like, Campus Marches is, like, we're opposite directions, but a Campus Marches is in the middle. So it's, like, a 10-minute walk, like, downtown, like, between the two of us.
Yeah, which is funny because I would never have thought that me and Mark would ever work together in anything besides what we, personal stuff.
Right.
But
which is going to be funny, because now we can literally just Skype each other.
Because this guy was always in doing sales jobs, and I was just doing other jobs.
But like, it's going to be nice being able to just Skype each other throughout the day.
So I officially
and nerd out about shit.
I officially have worked at a job with both other co-members of
Pop-Luck.
I worked with Ricky at McDonald's for a bit.
Shut up, Devin.
Anyways, oh, okay. You don't eat lunch?
No, okay, I do, but I pack lunch Monday through Thursday because I'm on a diet, and so I go out Friday.
You're one of those responsible ones.
So everyone gets mad. Yeah, so everyone gets mad at me because they want to go out to lunch, and I'm always like, "Well, I'll come with you, but I got to eat the food I brought." Everyone's like, "Just come on, man!" So it's like, yeah.
Well, you're being responsible. You're not like me, which I spend.
Okay, I still suck. I still suck. Okay, lunch. Yeah, I'm good, but I over snack. I love you, Devin. But I still over-snack. That's my big issue, is over-snacking. It's, like, my big problem right now. But, point is, like, it'll be fun working with each other, because, like, now all the Quicken stuff, because we're still under both Rock Connection, so any of the big Rock Connection stuff, like, we'll be able to meet up for, and, like, just, like, be able to goof off, and, like, you know, like, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it'll just be fun. Well, you'll meet Devin.
Maybe.
Well, you will. He works
with me. Now we're getting your building.
No, he works right next to me.
Yeah, but we're not going to be in the same building.
No, but we're going to meet for lunch, dumbass.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, that's what
I eat lunch with him, like, every day.
You mean he eats lunch, you watch.
No, we eat lunch together. We're like the bromance couple at work.
Are you cheating on me?
I am cheating on you, yeah. Yeah, look there. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, anyways, all right, so let's get to the...
Yeah, so there's a lot to cover.
The main...
Podcast. Which is a lot.
Like Kevin Smith would say,
let's actually start the thing.
Yeah. So Ready Player One, you know, me and Mark, we've read it. Well, I listened to it on audio, which is almost the same thing, but I do have a copy of the book. You know, we left off on our last podcast saying, hey, we're going to go see it, and because we didn't.
We
going to be out that day.
We were looking up movie tickets while we were podcasting, and then took off after like 30 minutes to go check out Ready Player One. So, like, overall, I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's been out for a while. But overall, I thought Ready Player One was, I gave it like a B-. Like, I thought it was really good, but then I thought just some of the stuff they had to do to turn it from like a book to a movie, like, cut out what made the book so well. But, like, I get you have to do that for certain stuff.
Visual, it looks good. I mean, I don't
want... The only thing that annoyed me was the pandering that they did, like, by putting in, like, Overwatch people and, like, the Iron Giant and, like, shit like that. Like, maybe not the Iron Giant so much, more, like, the Overwatch and stuff that was more modern, because the whole premise is that the guy was obsessed with the 80s, and they really don't bring that up. And I get it. You're the generation now, like, Our generation, yeah, we grew up primarily in the 90s. We're going to know a lot of that stuff.
See how they also grew up in the 90s, too. So it's kind of like...
But yeah, but people that were born in, like, the 2000s that are seeing this movie that are only maybe, like, 16 or 17 or whatever, like, they probably don't know much of that. So I get why they did it. It was just still annoying because this was supposed to be, like, our movie. And, you know, fucking millennials.
Yeah.
Like, fuck shit up.
Yeah.
All the time.
And right now, they're... There's always something about millennials online.
Yeah, but I will say, from like you said, I will say from a visual standpoint, I thought they should win an Oscar.
Yeah, Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to watch a movie with them playing Jaws for 10, 15 minutes.
No, but...
Unless it was, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And, like, you know, holograms.
Well,
and,
yeah, like, they did it short, but, like, I just thought, like, the graphics themselves, like, the visual was amazing. I mean, like, that scene where Shiro... It's Shiro, yeah. Throws up in the Gundam? Or is that Dido?
No, that's Dido.
Dido. Throws up in the Gundam, and, like, it pauses on the Gundam in the action pose. Like, that legit looked like a PS4 HD on an Ultra HD 4K TV or a computer with a $2,000 graphics card quality. I mean, this thing looked...
It looked good enough where you can actually put it in its own movie.
Yeah, like, if they can start to adapt this technology to other movies, like, you could legit make a good Gundam movie now if you use that same, like, same shit.
Yeah. That the movie itself, I saw it twice, you know, once you guys, the night of, and then, you know, Joe wanted to go see it, and then Tua wanted to see it, because, you know, I hyped it up because, you know, us who know the book. I mean, I got into the story a little bit later, like, a few months before the movie came out.
Yeah.
But it, you know... The book, you know, will always be better. I'm not going to be mad. Like, some people are
mad. No.
Some people are mad because it's, oh, if you read the book, you hate the movie. Like, well, like,
no. No, because if you're one of those kind of people, then you can't enjoy shit anyway because you need to be able to objectively see a movie and just realize that it's a movie, not a fucking book.
Yeah. And there's way too much stuff in the book. Like, there's a lot of stuff in the book.
No, yeah. Okay, so the only thing that was, like, I get it in terms of a time standpoint. So my biggest knock was, like, in the book... Which, I don't care, spoilers, like, fuck you
guys. Read the book.
Fuck you guys.
If you watch the movie, you know what's
going to happen. Yeah, but, like, so in the book, they're all in four different areas of the country, yet in the movie, they literally throw them, in, like, all in, like, freaking Ohio. Like, that's...
Yeah, he had money already.
Yeah, like, that's the only thing where I wish they had stuck with the book, because you could have very quickly had the, like, had the Ogroth guy, like... grab them and bring them to his private place.
Yeah, they...
Like, you could have easily done that and had it been very quick and very organic instead of throwing them all in the same city. And not only that, but the only thing that was just annoying because they could have easily switched it is there's no resistance in place that he starts.
No.
Like, he's the one supposed to be in jail and he hacks his way out.
Yeah.
That, they literally did it with her. They should have just done it with him and it would have made more sense.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to be able to have those characters in the movie for a while.
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, when you consider stuff that they had to do for time constraints, that's one of those things where they easily could have done it the way the book did it and had it take the exact same amount of time.
Yeah. Which, you know, comparing...
Oh, just touched my side.
Comparing the book and the movie, like, you know, the book...
It you can.
Really goes into...
To an extent, you can.
If you guys run, it really gets into detail of his actual life. Like, he's poor, broke. They showed that a little bit. But then, you know, and yeah, the only place he can go in the Oasis is...
School.
And that, around that area, he had no money for anything. That's pretty much where the key originally is. It's, like, no, it's the place no one would least expect it. Like, it's in the poor, broke area.
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they stuck with it enough. Overall, I mean,
it's good.
It's good.
I liked it.
You know, I'd like to not pay to see it again, but, like, I wouldn't be opposed to, like, buying the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing. Like, I don't want to pay a movie ticket again, but I'll pay for the Blu-ray when it comes out.
I really wanted them to add more of the, you know, like, the soundtrack for trailers is what made me watch it even more, but they didn't really... The movie itself didn't have that trailer feel to it, like the way that the trailers made me feel. Like, especially when they had the, my favorite one was when they had that Imagination song in there, from Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
That made me want to watch the movie.
I think the only thing to me, this is probably my final thought, is like, that first key treasure thing, I get it, in the first game it was Joust and they couldn't really do it that way anymore.
Have you ever played Joust?
Yeah, I played Joust. It's fun. It's hard, but it's fun. But yeah, okay, so someone just said, like, if you've seen the movie but haven't read the book, make sure you read the book.
And if you don't want to read but want to listen to it...
Yeah, or buy the audiobook. Do something.
Will Wheaton reads it, so, I mean, it's cool because Will Wheaton reads it to you. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He talks about himself. He calls himself a prick, right?
Yeah.
He calls himself a prick in the book, the actual audio book.
But like I was saying, like, the only thing that to me, like, the way they did the first challenge instead, having it be that race, the race ID was cool, but the way they did it in the movie just was kind of, like, fell flat.
Yeah.
But overall, still really good. Great visuals. I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they won an Oscar for the visuals. That's how good it was. So definitely worth seeing.
The Shining scene was, to me, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was funny. But, like, I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, just see it. It's worth it. Because by now, you can probably see it in those cheaper theaters. Or even a matinee for, like, $5. Like, if it's still in theaters, like, go see it. It's worth seeing if you have nothing to do for, like, 2 hours. But oh no! Overall, like I said, I give it a B minus. That's probably where I'd go see it. But
I don't like to give grades.
Give it.
I don't like to give grades.
Give it.
No.
Yes, they need to know your opinion.
I said I liked it.
Yeah, it's not enough.
I love it.
Fine, 1 through 10. Give something.
All right, an 8.
Okay, so what about B minus?
Dumbass. Hey.
Okay. So, I know last time we'll just really quickly skim over this. Neither of us have finished Jessica Jones, which, if you know us and you've been paying attention, you should know that's an indication of how not good.
I mean, I didn't finish watching The Punisher, but people love that. But
well, you suck. But
I mean,
I'll finish it. I just don't.
It's not boring. Priority.
It's very boring.
They didn't really need but to like, do the season. I mean.
Well, they didn't. They needed a season 2, but they didn't need to do what they did.
I mean, they could have had something. It's pretty much a backstory. It's like they had season 1, which did kind of go into her backstory just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but season 1 of Jessica Jones was phenomenal.
It was great because it kept you wanting more. This one, it's like, I don't want anymore.
This one was like season, to me, was like, not Daredevil. I don't know, but anyway,
I mean, it's better than Iron Fist still.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but like, I'm not gonna. I didn't binge watch it too much.
I'm just excited because like all the CW shows, I stopped watching like midway through the season, and they're all ending. So I know they're not that good, but Netflix is starting to put them up, so I can finally catch up.
Yeah.
Because I know they put Black Lightning up.
Which Black Lightning was a short one. Because Flash is still going on.
Yeah, which I have to wait till it's over. Which, funny enough, brings up, like, I know Motor City's in 2 weeks.
Which I probably won't be able to go.
So I'm going to go one day. So I'm probably going to post something on my Facebook in the next day or two about who's going to Motor City. Because I'm probably just going to go Saturday because I do have that cosplay bow, so I kind of want Stephen Amell to sign it.
Yeah.
I do have his autograph already, but I kind of just want that. But then there's also some comic book people there.
Right.
I want to get some of my comics signed.
Well, before we go into Motor City, but, I mean, we're talking about Jessica Jones. People already spoiled what happens to me already, and I really didn't care.
I haven't heard anything.
I mean, you know, the mom is the villain, and people told me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I learned who killed the mom.
Well, I'm on episode 9, so I mean, like, I'm pretty much there.
Yeah, pretty much there, too, but it's... They're teasing Trish be Hellcat. Trish has been the worst character in this season.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a terrible person.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to do that kind of stuff to characters just in shows in general.
They're trying to, you know, show that she's going to be, what, Hellcat? And
I think.
I don't know. I just don't like her character in this. I mean, they went back to her backstory with, you know, before Jessica was, you know,
super
famous and on drugs and blue club owners and she's terrible. Even now, I mean, she dumped some dude just to, you know, do drugs again. Well, not
or
really.
Try no, she did
try it. To try to be. Badass woman.
Yeah, to be taken seriously or something, like.
It's like she's trying to be like Pam from The Office, except for Pam did a better job at still being liked. Like, you know, Pam was always, she never stood up for herself. And
Now,
this was really good. And they killed Simpson, like, the first few episodes.
I don't really care too much about that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. What's next?
There's really not too much to talk about with Jessica Jones, just because it wasn't that great. I mean,
Is season 3 of Daredevil? No.
No, I don't think they have announced it yet.
But they've announced, but I'm pretty sure one's been announced as the next one. But it's either season 3 or Daredevil.
Luke Cage is next. Luke Cage is the next one. Yeah, it's coming in August.
Yeah, but isn't the Luke Cage one going to be a thing with him and Iron Fist? Aren't they doing Power Fist?
I don't know.
It seems like they're teasing Power Fist.
They're probably going to bring back Black Mariah, whatever her name is, and then Shades.
Yeah.
Which is still, to me, a weird combo. Yeah.
Overall, there's still, you know, there's enough to keep me interested. To keep watching, like, the Marvel shows and stuff. Yeah. At least for now.
Yeah, anyway. I'll finish Jessica Jones. I mean,
yeah, eventually.
I love Jessica Jones. It's just, the season wasn't really.
Yeah, no, there's not enough. Like, there's other stuff I wanted to be watching. Like, you know, because you came in, I'm watching all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Because Netflix finally put up, like, all 5 seasons.
Oh, well, I'm rewatching episodes of The Office again, so.
Well, yeah, I always do that. But, since we're on the subject of Netflix, I just want to say, if you haven't seen Lost in Space yet, I started watching it. I know you haven't, but it's really good, so just check it out.
Yeah, I think I would watch Lost in Space if the movie that they made.
Okay, but it's way better than that. It would be a good show to watch with Crystal. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah, it's a reboot, so I'm pretty sure I'll be watching it.
I mean, yeah,
I'm not gonna be able to go watch the old TV show. I mean,
yeah.
It's a time period for me. It's like, I'm not part
yeah,
of that time.
But no, like, they do a much better job in the show so far of, like, developing people. And it's a lot different, like, you know, overall. But it is still, like, really, really good.
You know what I do want to watch, though? I do want to watch Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is out now. I mean, I might have to get a YouTube Red subscription. Or have
just
other ways of watching it, like Friends or Friends.
I still don't. The one thing I want to watch, but I haven't had a chance yet because I gotta do it soon. They're gonna take it down. Is Ninjok versus the Valiant Universe, that Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger, and the guy who played Deadshot on Arrow are in, where the guy from Deadshot plays Ninjok, and Jason David Frank plays Bloodshot. I have that comic on my pull list, Ninjok versus the Valiant Universe, and I actually read Ninjok comic as well. I'm really behind, but I will say that the issue 1 of Ninjok versus the Valiant Universe was, like, really good. So I know there's 6 episodes, and they're not going to be online for long because they did it as a test pilot. So if the 6 episodes get a lot of, like, downloads and a lot of, like, good publicity, then they're going to do, like, a full movie. Like, Valiant's going to do a full movie on it. So watch it. If you like the Valiant Universe comics, or you like those actors, watch it, because it's... I haven't had a chance yet, so I can't tell you if it's good or bad, but I can just say it's probably going to be, like, entertaining, because, I mean, it's that kind of shit. Like, it's to the point where it's like, I don't even want to watch it while I go run later, because I don't want to, like, miss out.
Yeah.
On something, so like
kind of pay attention to that
stuff. Yeah, like, it's important enough where I want to pay attention to it. So, I mean, check it out. I mean, like, it's just like there's a lot of nerdy shit going on right now, like, just different new stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's segue to what people want to hear and what's more fresh in that. I'll probably FaceTime Ricky right now. We're gonna talk about the Avengers,
Infinity Wars,
because I can't think of anything else where, you know, we really want to talk about.
I mean, there's a shit ton.
Yeah, there's shit. I mean,
there's a lot.
Infinity Wars, but it's...
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously Infinity Wars is the big thing, which is why, obviously, it's in the description for stuff, because we're going to spoil the crap out of it, because it's been out for 5 days, and unfortunately, it's a big enough movie to where...
It's in the title. I mean, if you're reading the description and the title of this video, you know... not to watch this until after you watch the movie.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I only saw it the one time. You saw it twice. Ricky saw it 4 times.
Yeah.
I'm definitely seeing it again, possibly this weekend, with one of the guys I used to train with, one of the black belts. Because he was talking about going on Saturday or something. I don't know for sure, but I definitely want to see it again for a second time. Just for the sake of
Yeah, let's see if Ricky picks up. Go ahead, keep talking.
But for me, from the Avengers movie standpoint, it was by far and away the greatest Marvel or greatest Avengers movie that has been produced so far. I'm actually going to say that what I saw is a more enjoyable movie. I'd actually say Deadpool is more enjoyable to watch if I'm just basing it from a Marvel movie standpoint. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's the greatest Marvel movie they've come out with, but I will say it's the greatest Marvel Avengers movie by far and away that they've come out with.
Yeah. Like the movie, I mean, if you've seen all the memes and everything, you'll walk out of the theater like, what the hell just happened? Like, what am I feeling? To me, a lot of people cry. I didn't cry. But
I got teary-eyed when Spider-Man died.
I got more emotional towards when Gamora died, just because that kind of hit, like, the music and the way they did, like, they kind of took their time with it. That, yeah, to me, a little bit.
See, the reason why it didn't for me is because, like, it was such a setup, you know what I mean? Like, you knew that he was going to chuck her over the cliff. Like, you just knew it.
I mean, you know the moment, like, oh, yeah, you got to throw away someone that you love.
Yeah.
And, you know, first, what went in my head was, you know, they can't do Lady Death because Lady Death is dead. You know, Helena. Originally, it was supposed to be, she's the only person that, you know, loved. But they threw that out, and I was like, well, there's Gamora. I mean, they already showed you in the flashback with Thanos.
Slaughtering half her planet.
And that was her. And you know, that girl who played Little Gamora, she looked just like Gamora, so.
Yeah, no. She was the perfect makeup artist.
Her head just looked huge. The green makeup made her head look huge.
The reason why Spider-Man did it for me is just because he was so like, I don't want to die.
He sold it. Like, yeah. He was the only one that sold it.
Everyone else was like, oh, shit.
I think Bucky kind of sold it for a little bit, but they gave more time.
Bucky was just, hey, Cap, and then he disappeared.
And he actually fell on the ground, and everyone just looked at themselves like, whoa, what the heck?
Yeah, but Spider-Man was like, I don't feel so good. I don't want to die. And it was like, boom, and I'm like, bye.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that movie that we're going to talk about. Ricky will probably talk about his stuff whenever he decides to join us.
Yeah.
But starting from the beginning of the movie, man, it's like, this is one of those movies where, I'm sure, if you're watching this, I assume you all saw it, but, like, you can't allow anyone to spoil anything, not even mention anything, not even fake spoilers.
It starts off, like, with Thor and all of his people being slaughtered.
Yep, you can't have anyone say anything, even those fake spoilers where people are like, oh, everyone dies, which people don't realize that is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're joking around without seeing the movie, oh, everyone dies. No, everyone did die.
Yeah.
And people are going to be pissed if
they see it. Yeah, I went on like a social media. The only spoiler I got, and it wasn't that much of a spoiler, but it was enough to where I was like, I almost got annoyed, was this guy at work who I told him, I was like, I didn't even want to hear, like, whether he thought it was good. I didn't want to hear a single word. So we ended up going into a discussion about how after the third Guardians movie, they're going to recast because they already said they're going to do it in trilogies. So we got into a discussion about that, and he goes, oh, man, after Infinity Wars, there's no way they're going to recast half the people in Guardians. They were like, so prevalent in the movie. And I was like, dude!
Dude, they could still recast, even with what happened.
But
starting from the beginning of the movie, I mean, Loki died, and
yeah, that was like, I knew,
The trailers teased it that he was going to join Thanos, which he kind of did.
Well,
a little bit.
Well, not really. He was lying the whole time to try to stab him.
But that was
like, I knew they were writing him off.
Dead giveaway. I mean,
yeah, but it was also kind of like, damn, like, why'd he have to get written off so quick? I mean, it was 5 minutes. It was not like 10 minutes into the movie. Boom, Loki's dead.
Yeah, they gave Loki a kind of heroic death, like a good death. I thought it was a good enough death. It wasn't a long moment of death. It was, you know, I love my brother. Yeah, he could have let Thanos kill Thor off like in the first 2 minutes of the movie, but he's like, you know, like, don't hurt my brother, pretty much, and
yeah,
or I'll help you, but you know what, let me have this one moment of redemption.
Yeah, where he tries to stab Thanos. Like,
all right, maybe this will work, and no, it doesn't work.
I mean, no, because Loki's just not powerful enough to take on.
She's not smart enough to know.
Well, I mean, he is. It's just like Thanos has been alive for so long. He kind of knows. Oh, this is finally coming undone.
Yeah, and Marcus, distracted by his charm.
Yeah, but anywho,
like two major people died. I mean, I won't say, well, if you count Thor's best friend, the black dude, I forgot his
Heimdall.
Name. Heimdall.
I would, dude. Heimdall was a badass.
Yeah, so he, like I said, if you count him as a major character, like those two, the Loki and him, beginning of the first Thor movie.
Yeah, it just sucks that Heimdall doesn't even get to get killed by Thanos. He just gets killed by, like, one of the random, like, Black Thor or something, or whatever.
I think that's what did it with Thor, was, you know, that moment. But I was talking with Chuck, and I messaged the group chat about it. It's like, did you guys notice Valkyrie and the rock dude, they weren't a part of that scene? And then, if you think back later in the movie, Thor, they did say that Thanos killed half the Asgardians. Meaning, possibly the other half escaped? Or...
Yeah, because it was curious why they didn't put them in the movie.
Yeah, because it's like, they did tease a romance between Valkyrie and Thor.
Yeah, and then didn't put her in Infinity Wars.
Yeah, she wasn't anywhere.
Well, I guess we'll know in part two. If they're in part two, like, if Thor has to call them in for help.
Or have to, look for them somehow.
Yeah, because that rock guy was funny.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm sure they're still there. I mean, they probably got away, because Thor didn't even mention them at all. So I think those guys, I mean, they're going to need more people in the second one.
Well, yeah. That to me was the only thing that I saw as a disappointment, was that Ant-Man and Hawkeye were not in the movie.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, I mean, everyone's wondering where the heck is Ant-Man.
Which, I guess they just came out with a video. I think it's like Ant-Man and the Wasp movie is happening at the exact same time.
That's what I assume. I mean, they haven't said anything yet, but I assume that's what's going on.
Yeah, and that's why he's not there, because they mentioned that him and Hawkeye are under, they took a plea deal, and they're under house arrest.
Yeah, which, they probably might start to where, they were running away from, S.H.I.E.L.D. or whoever was chasing after them. At the end of the movie, they probably get caught and plead deal house arrest, or it's all going at the exact same time, and the ending of the movie, you know, it ends like The Incredibles ended, you know, like they beat the bad guy and everything, and then give a moment, and then something happens in the back, like, oh, look,
yeah,
I think we're needed, and it's like, all right, let's go, and then they go, kind of one of those traditional superhero movie endings.
I mean, I think it's going to be, I don't know, like, honestly, I do feel like they're going to go with putting Valkyrie and the Rock guy, like, in the second movie, like, with Ant-Man and stuff, because obviously you're going to need people to fill in until you bring everyone else back, because for those people that are dumb, Spider-Man has a second movie, Black Panther has a second movie.
Everyone has a second movie.
Doctor Strange has a second movie. They haven't confirmed it yet, but he has a second movie. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you listen to Doctor Strange at the end, it's like,
and yet still, I don't, like, I don't know if you remember it. This is just like a mini rant. There were still like three people that got up after the movie ended and left at the credits.
There's always people.
How at this point are you that fucking dumb?
Those people are probably the ones who are in for the hype of the movie. They weren't there because they're fans. They're just there, well, let's see what's going on.
Yeah, but it's like, you don't get proper hype if you don't stay.
Yeah. And then people were leaving because they thought that there was a mid-credit scene. But there is a mid-credit scene.
No, it's just the one after
they teased the mid-credit scene.
Which I'm not a fan of, which we'll get to it later, but I'll explain why later, why the way they did the end scene was just annoying in a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, going from after, okay, so we left off with Thor and... And then Loki's death, and then go straight into.
I think Tony obviously Stark, we can't. Guys. You know, spend 2 hours going over
every little detail.
Yeah, but we can go into like the big. I think the next big thing is when Thor finds them, like he runs into the Guardians crew. And the exchange between Star-Lord and Thor is hilarious.
Yeah, that was the first time you've seen any of those characters, like any characters from the Avengers.
Mixed with Guardians. It was just funny because like Chris Pratt starts to like lower his voice, try to act like Thor.
Yeah, deepen his voice.
And like Drax just calls him out on it. There were some definitely good one-liners in there. That's like definitely a great interaction that was between Star-Lord and Thor. When he finds them and then, you know, like they separate and, you know, some of them go to Earth and meet up with like Tony Stark and...
They should have just went to Earth first.
They should have, yeah, but Thor was being, like, you know, Thor about stuff. But
Thor could have left and done his own thing. But
Rocket wanted to go with him.
I was hoping that they had a moment where Star-Lord's like, I'm not going back to Earth. You know, like, I haven't been back to Earth since I left Earth, you know?
Yeah, which then brings up other stuff that, I mean, of course, it's like when you just nitpick stuff, but, like, he obviously hasn't been back to Earth since he was, like, 8. But they bring up the fact that he brings up like references to like Squidward.
No, that was Tony Stark.
Oh,
reference Squidward to.
What was the thing I ranted on earlier? When we saw the movie Star Lord, he references something.
Missouri or he referenced Footloose.
Yeah, not Footloose. Yeah, Footloose was talking some other stuff, and it's like
Kevin Bacon.
He references something that wouldn't have happened, like. Since it would have only happened since he's been gone, there's like almost no way for him to know about it. Yeah, he knows it's some TV show. He references another TV show. I can't remember what now. But anyways, it's just like that was like it's like a nitpicking thing of like, hey, there's no way he would actually know like what that is. But anyway, that stuff itself was just them, like you said, seeing them all interact was just like awesome.
They didn't really, like, I think, I understood, I mean, I get it, if you notice, like, Captain America and those other guys, the main guys, they didn't really have much screen time, besides Thor. Thor was the only original.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, I mean,
they're teeing him up to die first.
Yeah, or, like I said, if you notice at the very end of the movie, those who did stick around were the OG Avengers, like, the OG... The ones who started up the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, and I think that's because they're the ones who are going to die, bringing everyone else back.
Yeah, that too, but I also think it's because, you know, like, we all know it's the last movie, so
I think that's why it's
their send-off.
Yeah, I think that's why they're building up Thor so much in terms of, like...
He might stick around.
His power? Well, maybe.
He may stick around. Maybe not much. Maybe, like, probably going to give the option of, like...
Do you want one more standalone cameo movie? Do you want a standalone movie or just do cameos?
Yeah.
Like in the big stuff.
Because Chris Hemsworth is still kind of like. I mean, how long has he been around as an actor?
A long time. They all have, really. Just. The Avengers is what put them on the map.
He's still at the hype of. Because, you know. Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans are at the top of the hype of Marvel.
Yeah, because Chris Evans before Marvel, like, obviously his last thing was Fantastic Four, which we don't need to talk about.
Yeah, and with Thor, like, his hype doesn't start until Ragnarok. He had the first two, but the first two obviously weren't the greatest of his movies, so
no.
He doesn't get as much, you know...
No, he's done talk. Much... Yeah, he's done... He's... Definitely repaired whatever damage image he had by.
So he still has some time. Think he still has some time.
Yeah.
But Black Widow, I mean.
Yeah. She can die. She was barely in the movie.
Yeah. But I love Scarlett Johansson.
I do too, but she's just kind of. I think her character is. I know they're doing her solo film, but I just still think her character has run its course.
Here's another theory that my friend Chen, he usually directs our films. He had a theory where, well, perhaps the Infinity Stones don't get destroyed. I think at the end, the original ones, they all take a Infinity Stone and separate from each other to protect this Infinity Stone so nothing like this will ever happen again. So I think that might happen where all the OG Avengers like Captain America, Tony Stark, and those guys, they're gonna... You know, they're not gonna die, but they're gonna
Someone's gonna die.
Be scattered across the universe.
One of them's gonna die because Tony Stark and Chris Evans can't go anywhere but Earth.
Yeah. So I mean, one of them could still stick.
Well, no, Chris Evans I guess could go somewhere else because of the Accords, but Tony Stark pretty much, you know, he has to stay, you know, on Earth. It's just kind of what he's got.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, like, when they release when the second one comes around, you'll think back to this first movie and be like, well, they kind of foreshadowed this happening.
Yeah, and it's still going to suck when, like, Tony dies or...
I do want to believe...
Captain America or whatever.
I do want to think that the very beginning of the movie with Tony Stark, that, if anything, I think Tony Stark may finally just retire from Iron Man. And I think he might live or retire because the very first scene that you saw Tony and Pepper Potts in was... Are you pregnant? And for all we know, she could be pregnant and then just be like...
Well, yeah, we won't get into, like, other stuff because, like, for... I mean, you know, because in the comics, the Prince T'Challa's sister becomes...
Yeah.
Iron Man.
No, she becomes Black Panther.
Oh, she became Iron Man, the tech one.
No. That's a different girl. A different black girl becomes Iron Man.
Oh.
But... T'Challa's sister becomes Black Panther eventually. But then again, like, we're talking about movies, and the chances of the movies and comic books ever being the same are... But, I mean, we know it by now. I mean, if the comic books are going to be just like the book, the movie's going to be like the book, then, I mean...
Yeah. No, I think for me, like, just so we can get back to the movie, I think one of the best, scenes was when, like, Scarlet Witch helps kill Vision, get rid of the stone, and then Thanos, like, you knew he was gonna reverse time.
He wasn't so concerned about it.
No, I'm just saying, like, I just thought it was kind of funny, you know what I mean?
I think he was just having it was fun, like, that scene, like, you kind of knew. Because, like, he wasn't too concerned. But speaking of concern, like, we were talking about, like, how everything ended, and, like, we were talking earlier about Doctor Strange. It's like, well, I, you know, saw 1,400 million waves of how, and only one of them...
Did we win?
We won. But that doesn't mean that everyone lived. But if you notice, like, you see, he even said at the end, like, it had to happen. There's no other way. No, he's like, there's no other way.
Yeah, there's no other
if
way.
If you notice, between when they were trying to remove the gauntlet in the first place, Doctor Strange didn't react to Star-Lord interfering with that. I'm pretty sure he saw that happening. The only one who got pissed was Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Obviously, Peter Parker, Spider-Man, didn't know what was going on. But he saw Doctor Strange. He knew what was going to happen. He didn't say anything. He watched it happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he knew...
Yeah, it's... I need Doctor Strange. Like, I'm such a fan of Benedict Cumberbatch playing Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he does a good job at it. I mean, his character developed into someone who was just a douchebag to, hey, you know, I'm going to put your lives before...
Yeah, that's why, like, they need to confirm his freaking second movie already.
They've announced it already. I think you know it.
Well, yeah.
Look who at the end of the second movie, you know, it's unless they're gonna do it like how it was with the Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton, where they did tease this other villain, but then they never did another Hulk movie.
I don't think they would unless he just adamantly refused to do it.
I think it's because of movie rights. They can use the Hulk. But they can't make a Hulk movie. It's a contract with someone else.
Yeah, which it's really weird. And anyone who doesn't know that is like, wait a minute, but Hulk's been in all the movies. It's like, yes, but it's not his movie. They could literally say that if this is Thor 4 and have the whole movie be the Hulk and Thor's in it for 30 seconds and it counts.
Yeah,
it's the legal loophole if they did that. So that's why Hulk is in a ton of the scenes, but it's not his own movie because I think it's got to be Fox or something that's being assholes.
Yeah, speaking of Hulk, I mean...
Yeah, Hulk turns into a pussy.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
He gets his ass kicked by Thanos and turns into a pussy, which makes Loki look like more of a badass because Loki got his ass kicked by Hulk and came back fighting even harder.
Yeah, like everyone stood against Thanos. I mean, later on you saw
He did in the Hulk, the Buster armor.
So Buster, I mean, yeah, Bruce Hulk, Banner.
Bruce Banner
was able to fight Thanos for just a second. But still went up against them.
Yeah.
And
Hulk just being like a giant, like, no.
I've never been beaten before. But like, I mean, Spider-Man went up against Thanos. Yeah.
And which, what a great way to introduce that second suit.
Yeah. Everyone had their chance with Thanos. And
yeah, and Hulk just...
Hulk was just kind of like...
pushed out. Like, I like because they're like, oh yeah, they're like, he's like, Thanos is like, why? They're like, because we got a Hulk, and then Hulk attacks Thanos, and then just adamantly gets his ass kicked. So I was, because I've been wondering, because couldn't they go with Red Hulk?
With the sergeant, the lieutenant? They could, but maybe if they finally have the movie rights to the Hulk, that might work.
Yeah.
But that guy was an ass too. I mean, I get it, that's his character, but...
I get it, but it's like, it's annoying, because everyone wanted to see this Hulk just fight these other guys, not just Thanos. Because, I mean, come on, Iron Man... lasted longer against Thanos than Iron the Hulk Man. Did.
The Guardians of Guardians got stood against Thanos longer than the Hulk did.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Well, his is like, I mean, he's, you know, the Sorcerer Supreme. He's probably going to be able to fight.
Yeah. I think all Bruce Banner had to do was be like, Hulk, if I die, you die.
Yeah, I don't get why that's not a thing. Like, you realize if he kills me, you die too.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, fight already. You're all going to die.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, now Bruce Banner has the ability to just summon the Hulk. Like,
well, he did in the event in the first Avengers
movie. Yeah, but it's just, like, out of...
He lost it in Ragnarok because Hulk took over.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then took over again because Scarlett Johansson popped on TV. Which, I love Scarlett Johansson. I love Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, which apparently she came out and said that she wished her costume didn't show so much cleavage. And I was like, it doesn't at all.
I don't think they... if I go back, I don't know. I don't think they really showed too much of her cleavage.
They didn't. And I just read some article where she said something about it. And I was like, oh my god. Like, whatever. Let's make a big deal out of nothing. But, I don't know. I think the Wakanda fight was sick.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
You know, they didn't give them as much screen time, which because they just had a lot of screen time in the last movie.
Well, yeah, because Black Panther just came out.
Yeah.
You don't really need to focus on him that much when your movie just came out. Everyone knows who you are, man. Your movie just came out.
I think it's kind of ironic with all this Starbucks news about how they're racist comes out, and then, like, the one line the Michonne from The Walking Dead goes, you know, when you say you were going to open up Wakanda to the world, isn't that what I expected? What you expect? I don't know, the Olympics? Starbucks?
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. That's kind of ironic.
Yeah, that was good. I think my favorite... this is wrong. I think my favorite, like, joke in the movie is when, like, Drax is eating that nut and, like, Gamora and Star-Lord have, like, that intimate moment. And all of a sudden Drax starts eating and she's like, Drax, how long have you been standing there? An hour. What? Seriously? Yes, I've mastered the art of eating stealthily. Dude, we see you eating it out right now. No. But I'm eating it so slowly.
And Mantis pops out.
Yeah. Hi, Drax!
Dude, I love Mantis. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but, like, you guys notice her jumping back and up and down from in that one scene when they were on Titan. She was just bouncing.
Yeah, she was just jumping up and down because the gravity was lower.
I was like, well, what is she doing? No one's addressing this. Like, not
no,
even,
it was just literally her jumping in the background.
It's like, not even Tony Stark was...
the scene's just going on and she's just jumping.
That you would think Tony Stark would be like, is she okay? And then randomly she goes, is your friend okay? Like, are you okay? You're just jumping.
Yeah.
That was... she's, like I said, I love her. She's just funny and...
yeah, no, it was a... Mantis was a good introduction to kind of help break things up. So I think it was cool how she, like, just helped disable Thanos for a minute, too.
I think my favorite comedy, my favorite funny moment was with Peter Dinklage, the little dude from Game of Thrones.
Oh!
Was, like, you know... it'll kill you, like, telling Thor it'll kill you.
Yeah, like, Thor's like, yes,
yeah, I'll not if I die first.
And he's like, yeah, that's what killing you
means. Something like that. Or yeah. It's like, you'll die. No, not if it kills me first. That's what dying is, but okay.
That was, yeah, like, that's what my dying. Favorite line. I was like, that's what that means, but okay, yeah, sure.
So, sure, whatever. But yeah, his surprise. I mean, I remember them saying that he was in a movie. I just forgot about it.
It was fun. I liked it.
And I was like,
he finally gets to play a tall person.
Yeah, I was like, he's finally gets to play a big person, which I'm pretty sure they asked him about that a million times by now.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's like, so how's it like to finally be big? What are you talking about?
On a green screen.
What do you mean? I'm never big.
Yeah.
No, he's a good... I like it.
I liked it. I like how they introduced his character, too, is, like, he made a secret deal with Thanos to spare all the dwarves, and he would make him the Infinity Gauntlet, and then he kills him anyway.
Yeah.
And then freezes his hands.
And he still made it. I mean, and Thor was right. It's like, it's not about your hands. I mean...
Yeah, he's like, all you would be doing is pulling a couple levers, and I can do that shit.
It's like, or have Groot do it, or Raccoon do it. I mean...
Yeah. It was cool how Groot chopped his own arm off.
It grew back. Like
a douche all movie. Yeah. Because he's still a teenager.
Yeah.
And he just cuts his arm off and makes it the,
You know, I'm kind of wondering, like, how strong is, like, his wood material? How strong is Groot's wood? I mean, not in a sexual sense, but how strong is his, yeah.
I mean, it survived, like, a thermal explosion from the Kree warship.
Because, like, I mean, if Thor can use his arm as a handle, I mean, it must be strong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I mean, he survived a thermal explosion. I mean, he's still probably going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Another surprise, a shocker. I mean, how did you react to the Red Skull?
I thought it was neat because, you know, all you do is see him get sucked away with the Tesseract and... the first Captain America movie. So, I mean, like, for that many years to go by, and then, like, seeing him, like, it was nice. I thought it was a nice little touch of throwing him in there as the guardian of the Soul Stone.
Yeah, remember, 100 years passed since, over 100 years passed since we last supposedly seen him in the timeline.
Right.
And so it's like, and I assumed that he was probably the last one to go after the Soul Stone, which is why he was so wise. Because I assume that, like any person who goes after the Soul Stone, like, whatever identity is, will take form of the next person. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Because you notice Red Skull is like... He said we for something. Like, we all attempted or something. Like, well, it's just you. So I assume... Whatever was guarding or protecting or whatever watching over Soul Stone took over the Red Skull's actual form.
Yeah, and, it's hard to say. Like, but I mean, it was definitely a neat touch.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to see whether or not...
See, my first viewing, the whole theater reacted. The second time we saw it, there's no reaction at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless I... Did you remember anyone reacting?
There was a little bit, but not a lot. I'm just interested to see if they're going to go the Adam Warlock route with the Soul Stone.
We won't know that until maybe the ending of the second movie might be. Remember how the Judas contract was when we read it?
Yeah,
like how the issue ended four different ways for all four different issues.
Yeah.
I think maybe the next one might end where each ending gave its own movie to each...
Right.
Each story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could have the Soul Stone be what leads on to Guardians 3.
Yeah.
Which also brings Gamora back.
Yeah.
Or Guardians 3 can be... them trying to get Gamora back.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, yeah, we'll see.
And then, what do you think might be? What might happen?
I think Gamora should stay dead, just because I think it'll give the third Guardians movie like a darker overtone, which I think that they would need to kind of get the next installment with Guardians, like with Nova and everything.
I do kind of feel, I don't know, I feel that it will feel weird with
her. Yeah, I wish they would go the Adam Warlock route, but I think I was talking to Chuck about what's probably going to end up happening is they're just going to have Gamora somehow be trapped in the Soul Stone, and they're going to, like, get her out.
With Adam Warlock.
I don't know. With something, and then Gamora will come back and help, you know, kill Thanos or whatever, and I do like how they didn't do it completely, but they did kind of go the route with Nebula and the living statue thing, if you remember that, reading about that from the comics. Well, apparently in the comics, she almost succeeds in killing Thanos, but fails. So he deforms her and turns it into a living statue that's permanently, because he uses the Reality Stone. Like, he turns into a statue that's constantly, like it feels like you're kind of, like she's melting. And turns into a permanent statue. So they kind of did that when she's trapped in that stasis and all of her parts are hanging out. That's kind of like, that was their nod to the living statue thing in the comics.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be end up being Gamora in the Soul Stone. I wish it was Adam Warlock, just because from what I've read, that'd be really cool. But, you know, it sounds like that's what they're going to do. But
so who do you think is going to take over as Cap if Chris Evans does die? Do you think they're going to go in the route of having Captain Marvel step in as a new captain? Or
maybe, think... but we'll have to see how she performs, because who knows, her movie could suck ass.
Yeah.
Which, because I know we got to wrap up soon, because I don't know if I can work out later. I didn't realize I would feel this tired somehow.
Yeah.
But the spoiler at the end, you know, obviously is Captain Marvel. It's either that, if they go with one of the people they already have, this is how I see it going. Winter Soldier makes the most sense, but I was talking to that Lee guy at work about it. He doesn't have great, like, movie presence right now with his new character.
Yeah. I think.
Whereas Falcon does, because he's, like, really good humor and all that stuff, but he doesn't have
the super serum in
them. Or even anything. He's just a regular guy.
Yeah, I think they might have Bucky be his own character. I think White Wolf, they're already calling him White Wolf.
Yeah, which they're teasing White Wolf, which would mean Captain America. Like you said, it's probably going to end up being Captain Marvel that takes over as being like the next leader of the team.
She is, and there's S.H.I.E.L.D.'s Secret Service or whatever.
Yeah, which I guess they just released a picture with her filming with Samuel Jackson of him looking like he's from like 1980 or whatever. Like she's been hiding all this time. And I'm like, so I mean, hopefully they do it organically enough, because it's like, so you didn't think you needed her help
ever
before when they were losing to the Chitauri, or when Ultron was going to destroy the world. You didn't think to call her.
And the moment you call her was when you realized everyone was disappearing.
Yeah, but you knew nothing. Yeah. Because you don't know who Thanos is. Well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure they filled him in. But you really don't know that much. You don't know that's what the Infinity Stones can do. I'm sorry, Nick Fury, but you're not that good. Like I said earlier, the only thing that annoyed me when it came to that was how he contacts her on, like, a futuristic pager. I was like...
See, that question is, where does she go? We'll probably find that out and be...
Yeah, I just think it would have been funnier if, like, he sent a text and then, like, she's, like, sitting there on the couch, like, just, like,
coming back.
Just, like, watching TV, and then doop, and she just looks, and it's just, like, a text. Nick Fury.
It's like, I don't want to talk to you. You call me a bitch, okay.
No, like, just, like, something funny where she's, like, it's just, like, he just texts her an emoji of the Avengers symbol, and she's, like, oh, it's time. Like, something just funny like that, but I just thought it was weird how they did the pager thing, but, some people reacted to Captain Marvel. Everyone, you know, that's his big secret weapon, but, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't see how you're stronger than the Hulk. I don't know what her powers are, though, besides that. She's super strong and can fly.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not as informed with the Marvel stuff besides what, you know, other podcasts and
I don't know either. So
or even or what I see on YouTube. Though, you know, just recently I found out my Facebook notified me that at one point I was the other way around.
Yeah, I saw that. You, like, hated DC.
And it was just one of those moments where I was just on the bandwagon like everyone else was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, like, I don't know. I don't know too much about Captain Marvel. I just know that...
Yeah, I don't either.
So I just know that issue 200 of The Avengers was probably the worst issue ever made because she, like, was incest with her own son. Weird.
Yeah.
It was like, it was kind of some weird thing where a son impregnated her with him in there, and then they fell in love together. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just, yeah, that's weird. But, overall, I mean, the movie was just, I mean, phenomenal.
I loved it. And, you know, like,
I can't wait to see it again just because I want to see it again so bad.
Yeah, like the movie, like the timing of everything was perfect. They didn't rush anything. I didn't feel like they were rushing. Like,
yeah.
It felt like it was a long movie, but like, you know, it's just every scene was, it felt just right. It felt like an episodic movie or an episodic thing. Like,
yeah.
You're watching and you're just like, you forget that you're watching everyone else and then they go into another scene where, oh, yeah, I forgot these guys were in the movie. But they did it fine. They did it just right. It wasn't like, all right, this guy needs to be on screen. We'll just give everyone just the right amount of time. We'll just tell this and this scene. We don't need to add this. We'll just do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, they did everything perfect. I mean, there's really nothing that negative I can say about it. Yeah. It's a phenomenal movie. If you're a Marvel fan, I mean, there's probably almost no way you haven't seen it already.
Yeah. This movie essentially was essentially like Thor 4 and Guardians 3, in a way. Majority of it was.
Yeah, but I can't see it twice is my recommendation. I can't wait to see it a second time, hopefully this weekend.
Or be Ricky and see it.
Or be Ricky.
Three, four times, maybe four five.
Times. Four times so far.
Yeah.
Four times so far. None with us.
No, not once with us.
Not once with us. He saw it at the same time as us.
Yeah.
With his sister.
Yeah.
But not with us.
Yeah.
We had an extra ticket.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't let him forget that.
Yeah. But then you're not going to let me forget that I want to go see it.
No, I'm not. No. Yeah.
Andrew
decided to be a douche and see it the night before instead of waiting to see it with his friends who he had bought tickets with.
I saw it with my brother. Brother bombing moment.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're not going to let you live it down there.
That's still solid of you guys.
Yeah.
I didn't spoil anything.
No, you didn't, but
no,
still.
I didn't spoil anything. You could be like Doctor Strange, who saw it 14 million times and not spoiled it once.
Yeah, I saw that meme. Be like Doctor Strange, see a thing.
Except for don't be like us and we just spoiled everything. But that's your choice.
Yeah.
Clicking.
We said Avengers, literally in there. Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, not clicking yet. It's when we post the podcast up.
I mean, if you're watching it now.
Well, yes, but for people who are going to listen to it on iTunes and SoundCloud, like, it says right on there, it's going to say Avengers, so, I mean, like, don't be dumb. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, that's kind of my final thought, because...
Overall, it was great. It was good. Yeah. The next one will probably be a part two of the reviews, because Ricky probably wants to put his stuff in, and usually when Ricky adds some stuff in, we'll... add on to this stuff and just be like, and then we'll start like finding reasons to like dislike stuff. I don't know.
Well, by then hopefully I'll have seen it a second time so I can like remember. Well, I remember most, but you know, obviously like the second time helps.
The second viewing helps to make sure you're not just liking it for the hype.
Right. Yeah. And the great thing is about it, and like in literally in three podcasts, we're gonna be doing this in my new home, in like three podcasts.
Yeah.
Which will be fun.
It will be fun. We'll have to wait until you get your internet and...
Well, yeah. The internet itself, in terms of the Wi-Fi, will be easy because I just got to call Comcast, give them the new address, have them turn it on, and I have Wi-Fi stuff. But in the room where I'm putting my computer, there's no Ethernet port, so I need to call Comcast to come in and install one.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's not a big deal.
No, not a big deal.
No, but...
Yeah. But there's a lot of things we can talk about. Like, we still got topics of stuff that we want to discuss. I mean, comics we've read, games we play, other movies we probably saw, other TV stuff. Shows.
Yeah,
it's, other pop culture crap.
There's definitely a lot to cover, but the great thing about it is that this means we can podcast again.
Yeah, and we'll be a lot closer to each other.
Right.
I mean, to me,
well, it's not that far, but it'll be even closer.
Closer.
Like, yeah, like I prefer that.
Except but, for the only hassle is the freaking 696 being under construction for until like November.
But you can just hop on.
That's what I did. Took 11 miles and then I finally passed 75 and took the highway.
Yeah, because you can just take like you can just take the mile road and get down to where I'm at. Like, that'll be easy enough. But, overall, I mean, just keep watching shit. I mean...
Watch. Listen.
You know, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Like our stuff.
Like our stuff, or...
Yeah, keep sharing stuff.
Or hear about stuff and tell us about stuff.
Yeah.
So we can talk about stuff.
If you want us to read something or watch a movie, or if there's like a movie you watched on something that we can watch because you think it's really good, or you think it's so crappy that you want us to watch how crappy it is, I mean, send us that stuff too. And again, like I've been saying this in the last podcast, if you listen to us, please leave us a review on our webpage so we can start like accumulating reviews.
Share.
Well, all that, but like write a review on the podcast, give us 5 stars and write a review. It helps out.
Yeah. All positive ones, please.
Yeah. Yeah, if you leave a star, I'm just going to delete it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'll delete it.
Well, yeah, Andrew will delete it. But...
Nah, I probably won't delete it.
Yeah, no, we're lazy. But, I mean, that's it for me, man.
And that's it for me, too. I mean, other than that, just, you know, listen to...
Keep being nerdy, man. It's our time.
Be you.
It's our time to be nerdy.
Like if they reboot
it's our world.
Like if they rebooted Avengers of Nerds, it'd make no sense because the nerds won.
Yeah, we've pretty much taken over.
Yeah, I mean nowadays it's like the nerds make fun of all the dumb jocks.
Yeah, like when people get up in our movie, we're like normies.
Yeah,
like it's we've literally just the script has flipped, and it's completely changed. So I mean, it's a fun time.
Yeah,
to be nerdy and shit. So yeah, keep doing shit. Like Andrew said, like our stuff, subscribe to our shit, and you know, hopefully by next podcast we'll have more updates for you guys. So,
yep.
I'll have Andrew record when I know I'm gonna fight, and that way we can post it.
Yeah, if video is allowed.
Yeah, if video is allowed.
Anyways, that's it for us. We're Pop Lock.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Bye, guys.